With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The sights and sounds of the working farmer are returning once again to Caledonia. Following a two-year pandemic hiatus, the Queen's County Fair gets underway Tuesday. Secretary Manager of the Fair Board, Doreen Holdright, says while they did manage to host a couple of smaller events over COVID, people are eager to attend the full fair.
It was nothing like having an exhibition. No, so now everybody's really excited about getting back to the normal thing where everything's open for 5 days and you've got lots of opportunity to get in and see and do what you want to do.
The full schedule includes horse and oxen pulls, barrel racing, woodsman competitions, entertainment for adults and kids, live music, the ever-popular fry pan and toilet seat toss, and much more. The pandemic did create time to allow improvements to the fair site. The entertainment pavilion received a refresh, and visitors will enjoy the new washroom complex. And the event is not going off without a little unexpected excitement this year. Holdright says just last week, the water system at the fairgrounds failed.
It's on a drilled well, and our conditioner just completely failed. So we had to put in a whole new system. I think they finished it on Wednesday or something was the last part came in to get it working. I'll tell you, we were all kind of in a panic mode. Nothing comes easy.
According to the Queen's County Fair webpage, agricultural exhibitions have been held in the area since the 1880s, and the fair has called its current location home since 1886. Holdright estimates over 5 days the Queen's County Fair will welcome about 5,000 people through the gates. She says a 14-member board serves on several committees in the year leading up to the fair to ensure all their bases are covered. And she's grateful for the team of 80 to 100 volunteers who ensure the event runs smoothly. The Queen's County Fair runs from Tuesday through Saturday. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.